All right, well, hey, this is Danny, Better Leaders, and I'm joined by my friend Mitch Weathers from Organized Binder. And this is a bonus episode. We're creating it just for you. We want to offer more value through the podcast. And with this bonus episode, Mitch and I, we're really just going to talk about vision for what these bonus episodes might look like. Now, listen, we are open books. If you know Mitch, he's a super cool guy. I promise I'm going to let him talk in just a second. But we want to be absolutely receptive and responsive to what you, the listener of Better Leaders, Better Schools, want. So, you know, tag us on Twitter. I'm at Alien Earbud. Mitch is at Organized Binder. Use the hashtag BLBS and give us topics you might want to hear about, or just tell us what you're resonating with and connecting with. You know, I know that you are absolutely a ruckus maker. You are changing the game in education. I know you have a strong sense of resilience because you're not going to give up. This matters too much. The stakes are too high. And as leaders, we rejoice. Like, we love our jobs. There's so many things to be thankful for. And it's a privilege to serve on a day-to-day basis. It's a privilege to serve you through this podcast. So we're going to cast a vision for what this bonus episode sort of format is going to be. And I'm going to welcome Mitch onto this bonus episode.
Danny, thanks for having me. Hello, everybody. I'm kind of the lucky one here because I get to hang out and talk with Danny. And I know everybody listening would probably welcome this opportunity. So I'm just grateful. Thanks for bringing me in on the conversation, for sure. Yeah.
This was a no-brainer. And it's so funny because it started off, we recorded a podcast a while ago. And then at some point too, and you know, I've told you this, but I want to do this, you know, in a public space. I really appreciate you and Organized Binder sponsoring the podcast. That really means a lot to me. And from there, sort of this business-like relationship turned into a friendship. And, you know, we would explore, would this make sense for Organized Binder, this kind of stuff? And we just became friends from it. And so we thought, what would it look like to do a bonus episode each week for the BLBS tribe and just give more value? And we genuinely just like hanging out. And every time we hang out, we're like, man, that was some cool stuff we just talked about. Like, it's too bad more people weren't here. So this is kind of what we're trying to do with the bonus episode, is just have interesting discussions and serve our listeners that way.
Yeah. And I want to just interject real quick, Danny, that our sponsorship of BLBS, and I want everybody to hear this loud and clear, is more about a belief in you, your vision, the way you've remained authentic, and yourself as you've kind of stepped into this leadership role of leaders and a visionary. And we just believe in you, what you're doing. And it's truly, truly an honor to support the work you're doing. It's changing the world. So keep it up, man.
No, I appreciate that, Mitch. And you know, I should have brought up the email. I didn't, you know, we don't know where these conversations are going to go, but I remember you actually wrote that out in that email when we were talking about would it make sense for Organized Binder to sponsor the show. And I remember you saying, you know, I hope this works for Organized Binder, but I'm actually doing it because I believe in what you're doing. And I ran to Miriam, right, my wife, when that happened. I'm like, babe, look at this. Like, how meaningful is that? And it really moved me, which was really amazing. So yeah, I just want to thank you again for that as well.
Yeah, it's the truth, man. It's the truth. So honored to be here.
Yeah, so maybe before we wrap up, because we're going to keep these shows pretty short, under 7 minutes, you know, bonus content, because we definitely don't want to overwhelm the listeners with too much stuff. You know, what are some topics that you think we might, you know, just noodle on and have a little fun discussing?
There's so many for me that come to mind. I've been thinking about this since we started kind of kicking around the idea. And gosh, right now, what's really resonating with me is a couple ideas. One, what would it look like for districts or schools to be little microcosms for innovation and really promoting that within the teacher, within the staff, the faculty, and looking at their classroom as an ecosystem for innovation, but by dropping the walls. Like, what's one thing you're doing that's working, or you're hoping to try this, but it's starting a conversation broader. So I've been thinking a lot about that. What would it look like if every teacher in the country was an innovator and kind of tasked and encouraged to innovate and try new things and share that. I think that could make for some really fun and creative spaces. I'm also interested in EdTech and what EdTech's doing and how that works in conjunction with classroom teachers, analog tools, and kind of that blended environment.
Yeah. No, those are good.
What are some for you? I got a bunch of...
I had a few just off the top of my mind, you know. What does it mean to be a ruckus maker? How do you exhibit resilience? How do we rejoice as leaders? But we want to honor that 7-minute, you know, sort of, yeah, length of show for our listeners. So we're going to wrap this up here. But there's always going to be a leadership lesson for you, the listener, as well. And from this one, what you can apply today is cast a vision for what you're doing, you know? And for us, this is about offering more value to you, the listener, offering practical tips that you can put into place right away. And also just bringing in friendship, like breaking down those barriers. It doesn't have to be all business. You can be real and people respond to that. So this is Daniel over at Better Leaders, Better Schools. And you can reach Mitch at Organized Binder. Thanks for listening today.